This is a pretty serious situation. Food insecurity in Yemen has now reached very alarming levels, with nearly 5 million people who are severely food insecure and another 5 million who have an inadequate diet, which means that they are food insecure and probably face the danger of being severely food insecure. So here we're talking about almost half of the Yemeni population struggling to feed their families. This is a comprehensive food security survey that was done by the United Nations World Food Program in cooperation with the Yemeni Central Statistical Organization and UNICEF. Data have been collected in most of the governorates, probably except two. The rates of malnutrition are exceptionally high also for some parts of the country.
What is causing food insecurity in Yemen?
Well, hunger is on the increase in Yemen, and the reasons are several. First of all, Yemen was one of the least developed countries in this region and was already struggling even before the current civil unrest. Rising food prices, rising cost of fuel, all of these factors combined have pushed many more families into poverty. But also the civil conflict and the civil unrest that has swept through the country for the last year or so, all these factors are taking a toll on many, many families.
Now, is this problem of food insecurity in certain areas of the country or all over Yemen?
Well, most of the areas that have been hit hard by the severe food insecurity are the areas that have seen a lot of civil unrest. So not surprisingly, that includes, of course, some of the areas where fighting has been happening in the south, as well as the areas in the north of the country where prolonged war has taken place. There are so many IDPs in the country, around 670,000 internally displaced people. In addition, if we look at the urban centers where many of the civil unrest has been boiling, specifically, for example, the capital, Sana'a, you see alarming rates of food insecurity. Malnutrition rates, again, are very high, especially in some of the governorates like Hodeidah, and it's one of the areas of the governorates that has seen quite a lot of civil unrest. So there's definitely a correlation between the situation that the country is facing in terms of violence and unrest, in addition to the poverty, the lack of water, the shortage of fuel, and different other factors.
Now, is there a threat of famine in Yemen?
I think if the international community steps up its efforts and we are able to address the needs of the Yemeni people with immediate food assistance, we can spare Yemen a famine situation. I don't think that we have reached this level to say that it's a famine, but it's a serious situation.
Now, what is being done to try to provide food for these food insecure people in Yemen?
Well, WFP has already scaled up its humanitarian assistance this year to feed 3.6 million vulnerable people in the wake of the sharp hikes in food prices and displacement of people fleeing the conflict in the northern and the southern regions of the country. We're prioritizing 1.8 million severely food insecure Yemenis, especially the women and children, as well as the internally displaced and the conflict-affected people. But also, we are working and collaborating right now with the partners, the government, other UN agencies, NGOs, the donors on the ground to ensure that whatever is left between the 5 million that who are severely food insecure and the 3.6 million people that we're feeding are not left unassisted and that we do not have gaps in the system. So at this point, 3.6 million people are getting the assistance. We're working hard with all the other partners to meet the urgent needs of all the people that need the assistance in Yemen.
Are there enough resources to make sure that this is actually done?
Well, WFP has put a budget this year for Yemen for around $207 million for the 3.6 million people that we are assisting. So far, we have got around 50% of that appeal, and we're definitely hoping that we're going to see more donors contributing to the emergency in Yemen, but not just for WFP, for all the humanitarian actors on the ground, because this is exactly what we need to collaborate on at this point and make sure that we're addressing all the needs, whether they are covered by WFP or the other NGOs that are working on the ground supporting this emergency.